soon the love began, and oh, what joy it brought to you and me. Once upon a time ago, a lover's pact was made that we would keep our hearts together endlessly.
That was Can I Go With You by The Creeks, an acoustic folk trio from Vernon with beautiful harmonies, who performed this summer at Salmon Arms Roots and Blues Festival. Tim, Dave, and Bob spoke with me and even played a couple of songs, including an as yet unreleased one, backstage. Thanks so much for joining me for Indie Beat.
Hey, it's our pleasure.
Hi there.
Tell me just a little bit about your early musical histories. Did you all grow up in musical families?
My mom was a piano player and a singer, and but really my own music pathway was kind of left for me to forage. I didn't really get a lot of not so much support, but I didn't get a lot of help from my parents growing up. But I did grow up in Liverpool in the UK, and heavily influenced by the Beatles, of course. And once I was grabbed by that whole phenomenon, then music was it for me.
So my mom was a singer and a guitar player, and so she was one of the people in our church who led song services, and so that was sort of my introduction, and that's where I learned to play as well. But my mom and I, and my brother also plays guitar, but we're the only ones.
Yeah, mainly on my mum's side, particularly her brothers, my uncles Gary and David, who were 10 and 15 years older than me. And my uncle David actually showed me my first chords, The House of the Rising Sun. And they used to play in bands and used to do Everly Brothers. So there was always music around, yeah.
So you bring a bunch of different influences to your music. How do you approach your songwriting? Is it very collaborative, or does one of you usually take the lead?
It's not very collaborative until we get to the stage where we're doing the sort of production part and the arranging part. Tim and I tend to do most of the songwriting. We tend to just come with songs, and then we give it what we call the Creeks treatment, and we thrash it out over lots of rehearsals to try to make it, you know, feel right. There is just one song that we collaborated on, which are we going to do that in a minute? We're going to do that in a minute. So that was one song where I had lyrics and Tim had a tune, and they happened to work pretty well together, so we ran with it. But we've always said we should collaborate quite a bit more, and one day maybe that will happen.
When you each start off writing your own song, do you find that you tend to have your lyrics inspire your music, or are you more likely to start with a melody, a hook, or a riff?
So, Tim here, what I think everybody's songwriting process is a little bit different, and it's very difficult to sort of find your path, and my path is different than Bob's. I don't want to speak for Bob, but I think his more focuses on lyrics, and for me it more focuses on the music and a phrase. So I'll start with a lyrical phrase or an idea, and I'll let it germinate, and the music will develop and the phrase will develop and into more lyrics. And then for me, the hardest work is the lyrics.
It's really strange how it can come from all sorts of ways. I'm a kind of wordy sort of guy, and I love to play with words, to the point of being really crazy about it sometimes. And I had a good piece of advice from Kelowna singer called Jane Eamon. And Jane, we were talking about this with Jane one day, and she said, Bob, when people in your audience hear that lyric that you spent 3 weeks trying to decide whether it should be this word or that word, they don't really care. It just comes and goes. And so she said, try really hard not to make a meal of it, and try to not get too kind of hung up on pedantics. But it's just sort of something that's in me. It's kind of a natural thing. So I have to work really hard to try to let go some word ideas. And yet sometimes, you know, things just come really, really quickly. Sometimes for me, it's a musical theme too that comes, and then I find lyrics that will kind of fit that thing. It's never one way.
That's interesting. As a listener, as an appreciator of music, I'm often about the lyrics, and interesting lyrics very often hook me into a song. So maybe don't go too far away from your own inclinations. You all released your self-titled album in 2014. Mm-hmm. Is there a theme to the songs on that record?
I don't think there's one theme, because I think the songs were written over quite a long period of time. And in fact, we took a long time to record it. So I don't think there was one thing that was affecting us all at the same time. No, I'd have to say.
Other than the fact that every song that we wrote was personal, in the sense that when, you know, we're not young fellows anymore, so the music that we write tends to be something that's important to us. There's no what we would call fluffy bits, you know, fluffy pieces. Everything is important. So I would say the theme would be that it's personal. The music's very personal for us.
Yeah, and it addresses, certainly in my case, I think, I have to say I never realized this until you sort of start to look at stuff like this, you know. But for me, it was dealing with a couple of things from my past. These guys refer to one of the songs in particular as my therapy song.
Cheap therapy,
yeah. But I noticed a little element of that in Liverpool, the song Liverpool, and in Time to Move On, and a sort of just little episodes from the past that kind of recur, I guess, in my mind, and then somehow or other they find their way into a song. And the only other theme is that the songs actually got finished. That's a common theme.
I'm excited that you're going to play a couple songs for us while we're here. What's the first song you'd like to play?
So we're going to do the only collaboration that we've ever done. Bob and I collaborated on this one. It's called, we shortened the name down to Tears. I think originally it was called Tears of the Rising Sun, which coincidentally we found out later happened to be a movie title. Yeah. So we had to shorten it down to just Tears.
Yeah, do you want a quick lowdown of the story behind that?
Absolutely.
So this was this song was written sort of in commemoration, but not in a happy way, of the tsunami in Japan. Hence the reference to the rising sun. That tsunami took place on your birthday, didn't it? March 11th in 2011, I think. And worldwide, that episode affected so many people. And I had seen a little documentary that talked about Japanese women who spent weeks and weeks, days and days, weeks and weeks in singing and praying as their way of release and of healing to deal with the awfulness of what happened. And that, along with the efforts of the world to try to bring some sort of help and aid to that country, was the basis of the song. So it's not really a very celebratory song, except in the sense of celebrating the human spirit, but it's not a happy song to sing, but it's kind of an important song for us.
We like it.
Yeah, we do.
So much of music is like that, really.
Yeah.
Deals with hard issues, but it does it in a way that allows people to remain hopeful and find a center.
Sure. Yeah, I mean, as artists, that's kind of the way that we often deal or make sense with stuff.
In these political times, too, I think singing, just sing it.
Yeah.
For healing, for hope.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, we'll do that one. You ready, guys?
Sing in your despair, pray in your affliction, shake into the core, nature's heart prescription. We'll be right back.
amazing. Your harmonies are so beautiful.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.